Hi, welcome everyone. And we happen to know that you're listening through great radio stations like Wheatland, Wyoming, KYCN 1340 AM. They're kicking country. Or you might be listening on Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, KNEB 960 AM, 100.3 FM, your trusted voice. Doesn't matter where you're listening, we're happy you're here with the good stuff.
And of course, part of the good stuff is a little add in here for the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, one of our sponsors, inviting you to the Cadusa Cook-Off. Yep, it's a barbecue contest where they're going to do three different kinds of meat. The meat is provided. Public is welcome. They have People's Choice Awards as well as the judges. It's September 6th in the Valentine City Park. Come on down, join the contest, or at least join the fun. For finding out more information, go to visitvalentine.com.
And if you're looking for local, national, and international livestock industry news, maybe you're looking for livestock auction reports or award-winning columnists to entertain you. Perhaps it's classified ads or special interest sections. Well, you know what you're talking about. You're talking about Tri-State Livestock News. They have that and so much more. Go to tsln.com to subscribe so you can be getting all of this every week from Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Well, I don't know the origin of this, but these are some rules for chocolate. So we're going to give these to you because we're kind of toward the end of the summer season, starting fall. Camping season is going to wind down and those s'mores and everything with your chocolate. So I thought maybe we'd give you these little handy tips.
I feel the need to tell everybody we can give a one thumb up, a two thumbs up, or two thumbs down on this.
Okay.
See if we agree.
We don't know the origin, but if you've got melted chocolate all over your hands, well, you're eating it too slowly.
Two thumbs up.
Chocolate-covered raisins, cherries, orange slices, and strawberries all count as fruit, so you can eat as many as you want.
You're on the right path.
The problem, how to get 2 pounds of chocolate home from the store in a hot car. Simple solution, eat it in the parking lot. Here's a little diet tip for you. Eat chocolate bar before each meal. It'll take the edge off your appetite, and then you'll eat less. Chocolate also contains milk, which is dairy, so technically candy bars are kind of a health food.
Yes.
If calories are an issue, store your chocolate on top of the fridge. Calories are afraid of heights. We all know that.
Yeah.
And they'll jump out of the chocolate to protect themselves.
Indeed.
Keep telling yourself that one.
I will.
If I eat equal amounts of dark chocolate and white chocolate, is that a balanced diet?
I don't know. I think so.
Don't they actually counteract each other, though?
Oh, they cancel each other out, I bet.
Chocolate is derived from cocoa beans. Bean is a vegetable. Sugar is derived from either sugar cane or sugar beets. Both are plants, which places them in the vegetable category again. Therefore, chocolate should be classified as a vegetable. Put eat chocolate at the top of your list of things to do today. That way, at least you're going to get one thing done. A nice box of chocolates can provide your total daily intake of calories in just one place. That's pretty handy.
Very convenient.
And if you can't eat all of your chocolate, it will keep in the freezer. But if you can't eat all of your chocolate, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Some rules for chocolate. Again, I do not know the author on that. Thought we'd share those with you today on the good stuff.
Oh, I've got some kind of mishmash things here. My favorite exercise is a cross between a lunge and a crunch.
What's that?
It's called lunch.
Lunch. Okay.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Indeed. A manager announces to his staff, "I've lost a wallet with $500. If you find it, I'm offering a $100 finder's fee." A voice in the background says, "I'm offering $200.
Well, if you know what the reward's going to be. So do you remember when you were young, if you dropped something, you would just simply bend over, you'd pick it up, right?
Oh, yeah.
So now, as you get older and you drop something, you stare at it for just a bit before figuring out whether you actually need it anymore. And then you might just move on.
Move on. Okay, here's another one. Johnny comes home from school and tells his dad that he failed a safety quiz. "Dad, what? How?" Johnny says, "I only missed one question." "What was the question?" "What steps do we take in case of fire?" And his dad says, "And what did you say?" And Johnny says, "Well, I said really large ones, but apparently that's not the right answer."
I don't know why it wouldn't be part of the right answer anyway.
I don't think you could shame a boy for
not agreeing with Should have got some points for effort on that.
I think so.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.